So where are you girls from?
Chaska.
Le Sueur. But I went to high school in White Bear Lake.
Go Bears.
Scores! The White Bear Lake Bears! The yard sale is on and they're headed to the state tournament! Unbelievable! The number one team in hockey is shut down here at the State Fair Coliseum.
Hi, I'm Zach. How you doing? Hi, Chad.
Hey, Zach.
Hi. Welcome to what is another prized edition of the Chalvey Show. It's the third show we've ever done. We're really, I don't even know how to do this. Welcome to the show. We're in the garage of Chad Olson's place, and it's a really nice garage comprised with I like that Diet Coke bottles.
Mm-hmm.
And just liter. It's awesome. It's even got a freezer. I mean, without the freezer, what are we? You know? What do we do without a freezer? We got to keep those pizza rolls frozen. Pizza rolls are great.
Yeah,
they are. Because, you see, when you're, especially, you know, as we have summer coming up, what else do you have in the summer besides maybe Hot Pockets?
Ooh.
When you're at home alone and you're watching the Maury Show.
Hopefully you're not on there.
Yeah, I hope you're not on the show. If you're watching it, I don't even know why you're watching it. It's disgusting television. I mean, just some of the stuff that you see on there, like how they're women when they're 19th guy. Like,
Jesus.
How does that math work out? I don't know. I go to White Bear. We don't...
Math That's isn't, a bad subject for
math
us.
Math isn't a specialty. Heck, our math test today was pretty...
Oh, that was easy.
That was very, very easy. And
You had to take two, though.
I had to take two. I missed one of them. And I made up both of them. I did okay. I don't know. I was talking to a friend. He said that his teacher, and I'm not going to tell you who the teacher was or who my friend was, but his teacher got a few phone calls from his mother.
Ooh.
And his teacher ended up changing the grade, his grade... to go positive, to go up to like a C or something.
Ooh, scandal.
Yeah. So I was like, I'm gonna report it. How do you even report something like that? You can't go to the cops.
Tim Wald, I don't know.
I don't know. I suppose you go to the principal. But, I mean, has it ever happened before? I mean, why would you be that big of a snitch? You must have really big beef with somebody to be like, oh, you got a better grade? I'm going to rat you out. And I'm going to screw up your life. And the teacher's life, too.
Mm-hmm. They're going to get in major trouble for changing grades.
Mm-hmm. They're going to be in major trouble. But they're not, because they're not going to get in trouble. You can do whatever you want when you're a teacher. It's called tenure or something. I don't know. I haven't gotten to college yet. Allegedly.
Why not?
It's not old enough, you know? I suppose that's not true. There's like 13-year-olds who are like, oh, I'm 13 and I'm a Harvard grad and like... Heck, there's a story of, like, a 13-year-old kid who is a CEO of a new company of these, like, lollipops that supposedly take away hiccups.
Mm-hmm.
How cool would that be?
Wow.
I guess she was just experimenting with all these different, like, syrups or whatever, and eventually, you know, she got hiccups one time. She tried it. They're gone. Hiccups next time. Tried it. They're gone. And other people tried it. It works. So your children, Chad, your children... will never have a hiccup problem. Because when they do, they'll have a delicious... I hope it's delicious.
Probably not.
That's how usually how those things work. But I don't think she's, like, put any medicine in it or anything. I just think it's some sort of natural... What do they call those things? Like, I don't know.
Who knows?
There's a word for it. I can't think of it. And, you know, it's funny because, like, some people... like I know there's somebody out there who's, like, thinking... Oh, remedy. There we go.
Yeah.
Like, you always, like, listen to the radio and... The thing is, people do not give people, you know, who are broadcasting a break because, you know, like, you'll be, like, an expert. Like, I can't imagine what it'd be like to sit in a car with, like, a doctor listening to a morning radio show on the way to work because they'd be, like, talking about some sort of, you know, medical thing, and they won't know much about it. And he's just screaming at the top of the lungs. It's influenza or something, you know. And they don't know because they're not experts. And, you know, they're talking about a wide variety of topics. And just because you're an expert, and this goes for sports as well, you know, people need to give people on a break a little bit, you know. Dan Barrero on KFAN can't know everything. He doesn't know everything about everything. You know, so if he starts talking about something and you get pissed and you tweet him or whatever, take it easy.
Yeah, those idiots always email, oh, you're wrong. Half the stuff, he's just joking.
What's his name? Judd Zulgad? He gets reamed on Twitter all the time.
Every night.
Yeah, and him and Joe Yurden, is that how you say his name? Pro Hockey Talk?
Last night. Oh.
Yeah, my word. I thought he, you know, that was a valid point. I mean, it really wasn't that exciting of a series. I mean, it's a good series, and it's better than the Western Conference Finals, talking about the Devils and the Rangers. You know, it's better than what we saw over there because, you know, that's kind of been a boring series. But, yeah, now we got a Game 5, by the way, Devils and the Rangers. And we've missed a lot since our last show. We're still talking about the Gophers. That's way in the rearview mirror. But, yeah, the Devils and the Rangers, you got Ryan Carter on one hand. You got one of my favorite coaches in the NHL, even though I'm a media guy, Tortorella on the other one, John.
Good guy.
Yeah, I like both guys, and you know what? I don't really care when people are like, "Who do you want?" Well, I don't really care. I mean, I want LA, and that if the Coyotes come back at this point, then if the Coyotes win, I'll be disappointed that LA didn't win, but I'll also say they came back for a 3-0 deficit. You know, who do they think they are? The Bruins, or, I mean, really?
Yeah.
What else? So, yeah, good luck to Ryan Carter. Good luck to John Tortorella. May the best coach or player win. I don't know how to say that. Hey, Carter and Bickle went at it.
Oh, yeah, I was just going to say, they don't like each other.
They're really not good friends.
That fight in the regular season, and then Carter skating across the center ice yesterday, and Bickle just kills him.
Why wouldn't he? What do you think about Rupp, though?
According to Tortorella, it's the ref's fault.
Yeah, whatever.
It would have never happened.
Are you kidding me? Oh, it was a legal hit.
He punched the goalie.
Yeah. You don't excuse that. You just, and you know what? I don't think you need to excuse it, but at least go into the press conference. I mean, I guess I'm not going to criticize him for giving an answer because he actually gave an answer.
That's a surprise.
Which is, I was like, I think I was one of the many who were like, this is the first time I was actually excited for a press conference. I was like, oh boy, I can't wait to see what he says. But he didn't really, it was a normal press conference. I was kind of disappointed. It was like one of those things where you're like, oh my gosh, I hear this guy's, you know, hilarious. And then you actually watch him. He's like, kind of like the dictator. We'll talk about that later. But yeah, John Tortorella was, you got to be smarter than that.
Yeah.
You know, maybe that's why he doesn't say much, because that was kind of an a-hole comment. It was the refs. I mean, No. It was either Rupp, who was like, I'm going to spark this team up, or it was Torts.
Mm-hmm.
One of the two. And if it was Torts, it wouldn't surprise me. If it was Rupp, it wouldn't surprise me. But props what's his name, Peter DeBoer?
Yeah.
Going down there, giving Torts the business. And, you know, it's funny. I actually went on DVR and I went back. And Pierre McGuire's got to get quicker on that cough button, that mute button that mutes his mic. Because if you listen really closely, right before he mutes it, you hear an F-bomb is dropped.
Nice.
So, yeah, it was crazy. But I would love that job. I mean, McGuire's got an amazing job. I don't know. He's a nice guy. I would say, I think he's kind of a weirdo in a way.
Just a little bit.
He knows a little bit, a ton about hockey, and I'm not going to question that, but, you know, his opinions on fighting and all that kind of...
Oh, my God.
Just kind of take me away from that, or take me away from liking him a little bit. But at least him and Milbury don't go at it like, you know, Roenick does with Milbury.
Oh. They don't like each other sometimes.
I don't know. I like how NBC did this year with playoff coverage.
It's great.
I'm looking forward to it. And looking at how they did it with CNBC and NBC Sports Network, I'd like to in the future if this continues to go popular, because ratings have been up. You know, I'm not going to say, oh, well, you know, it's back. I mean, technically, we got lucky. NHL got lucky with all the major markets and all that stuff. Washington, you know, Boston, New York in the playoffs once again. However, I'd like to see if the ratings continue to go up in the future, maybe NBC moves it to USA.
No.
You know, USA is owned by the NBC Universal. Mm-hmm. I would like to see that and maybe put it as, because, you know, you have the NBA has got ESPN and TNT. So why not, you know, get USA involved competing with TNT a little bit if the ratings go up? I'm going to be realistic. It's probably not going to happen next year or the year after. But if they continue to go up and maybe, you know, we see a significant rise, which I think we could, especially if LA goes all the way. We could see a major shift, at least in the Western or West Coast. I don't know. How about Staples Center? That place got changed this weekend.
Oh, my. So many games there in 48 hours.
I was so hoping for that game four to go to, like, four overtimes, five overtimes, force that. Was it the Lakers game or Clippers game that night?
Oh.
One of the
two.
Who
knows?
Some basketball game. I haven't followed the NBA playoffs at all. But, I was still hoping for a 4 or 5 overtime game, and Forrest is not game to like midnight. They said they're going to do it too. Like, it doesn't matter how late went. But I'm no expert here. But why in the heck? You know, maybe I haven't looked this up. I'm sure there's a reason. But why do you have a hockey game in the afternoon and a basketball game in the evening? Or I mean, do you think basketball overtime ever goes that long?
No.
I mean, what's the longest basketball game ever? Can't be that long. There was a long high school basketball game this year in Minnesota, but mm-hmm. I remember hearing about that. But I don't remember. I mean, basketball games just never go long. Hockey games can go. Remember that Dallas Stars game? I can't remember where they played a few years ago, and they went to like 4 overtimes. I think it was Dallas and San Jose, maybe. No one of them was Dallas, and that was crazy. That went to like 1 in the morning, but crazy stuff, but you know, you gotta love the playoffs. A few more overtimes would be nice before the end of the deal. It's crazy you go from, you know, all these games in one day to now one every other day. I mean, if you think about it, so I'm gonna miss the playoffs, NHL playoffs, but
oh yeah,
I love that stuff. I'm gonna miss hockey. What are we gonna talk about after hockey?
Who knows?
Some tennis, maybe.
I don't know about that.
But is it what's the tennis tournament this weekend? You know,
I have no idea.
There's one of them. I think I'm pretty sure, because basically the only time I'm like without cable usually for a weekend is when I'm up to my grandma's cabin. We go up there for U.S. Open or for I'm sorry, not the U.S. Open, the Labor Day, which is usually I think that's U.S. Open time for tennis, and then there's and this is like the only time I watch tennis is when I'm up there, so. The Indy 500 coming up
this weekend?
This weekend, I think usually it is, and that's usually where I watch it. And I'm looking forward to that. I like, I don't know if I like IndyCar a lot where I'm going to watch every race, but I'll watch IndyCar, like the Indy 500, just like, 100,000 people will in Indianapolis. But, that was crazy. Crazy stuff. You ever watch IndyCar?
No.
No?
Not too much.
I like, and the deal is, it was tough because you look at Las Vegas and how that racing was, and that was, even the, they only completed a few laps before, of course, the tragedy of Dan Weldon. The racing, the side-by-side, kind of like the NASCAR-style racing, when you're going like 300 miles an hour, it's crazy. And that's the issue with IndyCar. It's like, if they could race and not die, that would be awesome. That'd be probably it'd be better than NASCAR because they're going faster. And if you can get that NASCAR style passing, I love that stuff. I love the three wide deal, and it's just those cars are going way too fast to handle.
Las Vegas too small of a track.
That's true. And any track like that, it's like it'd be nice for that, but I just don't think you can do that with the risk. And I don't know. I mean, even if it wasn't. If he had something above his head, Weldon, I just don't think he would have survived it anyway. I mean, that impact, and I remember that day when I you know, Twitter is amazing for this kind of stuff. Because you know right away. You know, everybody knows right away. And I actually ended up turning it to ABC when they had the three-lap salute or whatever it was. And just, it was crazy. It was surreal to find that out. And kind of, you know, not as remnant. I mean, Dale Earnhardt's death was just, that shook up everybody. But, this was something that, I'm definitely going to miss Dan Mullen. You know, I don't know how to put it into words. I liked him. He was a good guy. So I'm an IndyCar fan. I'm a racing fan. And I'm a hockey fan.
Matt Todd's a racing fan.
Yeah, I know. Shout out to Woggy. We're going to call you Woogie, by the way, Matt, because quite simply, Woogie sounds cooler.
And we'll see you at Elko sometime this
year. Oh, yeah, we'll have to make it out there. We'll do a charity show out there, maybe.
Yeah.
Heck, we'll broadcast the race.
I don't know about that.
Okay. Well, if we did that, we'd have to like get like four announcers, one in each corner. You ever listen to a race on the radio?
A little bit.
Yeah, the MRN or whatever.
Yeah.
Motorsports Racing Network. And they got like a guy in every corner, and they're like, ah, 3 by, 3 by, blah, 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 blah.
Yeehaw!
And then new guy comes in, ah, blah, 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 blah. Mike Joy, though, TV, Fox Sports. I'm going to miss that. NASCAR should be in Fox Sports all year.
Yeah, it should.
ESPN sucks.
Yeah,
TNT
it does.
Is a joke, except when they do that. I think they did it last year with the Pepsi 400. Or is it? No, it's not Pepsi anymore, is it? I think they changed it last year. The second Daytona race.
Yeah.
Daytona race.
It's different now.
I think, is it a Coke race now?
Could be.
I think it might be a Coke race, but I think it's a Coke 400. Coca-Cola 400. I don't know.
Going with the rival company.
Yeah, I suppose. But they had this thing where instead of commercials, they put like the bottom third of the screen is where they put like an advertisement.
Yeah.
And if they did a commercial, they'd have a little, you know. And like, it's kind of similar to what Fox has been doing and what ABC has been doing with IndyCar side by side. But it's kind of cool. Kind of cool to have all that without commercials. Hockey could do less commercials too. Same with basketball. Basketball's just so hard to watch because there's so many timeouts. There's so many stoppages.
Last minute, there's like eight
timeouts.
Oh,
my word. You know, I've always said, I don't watch basketball a lot, but I've always said that one time a year I watch basketball is March Madness, the last 2 minutes of a game. I'm gone away from that now because you get there, and each team has four timeouts. You get eight timeouts. TV decides, okay, we're going to throw a timeout here too. You know?
And they keep following the guy over and over,
uh-huh.
Thinking they're going to get closer in the lead, but they keep going farther
up. Yeah, they got a 20-point lead, and there's 30 seconds to go, and we still need to foul. I don't get it. And that's another stupid thing about basketball. You know, hockey, at least in the final 2 minutes, if there's an empty net, at least it's exciting. You know, if they score an empty net goal, it's much better than going through 10 minutes of intentional fouls. I don't know. Football is exciting in the last 2 minutes. I like about football and basketball, or in football and hockey, you know, you can't do any commercials in the final 2 minutes.
Mm-mm.
You know, so they have timeouts, but you can't do any commercials. And so it just keeps the action moving. Baseball's, I guess, fun in the bottom of the ninth, but I don't know. I haven't seen a loss at Target Field yet.
I have. I've seen one win at Target Field.
And guess who are you there with?
Some idiot.
Oh, really? That's what you call me?
Yep.
Wow. White Bear Lake High School lacrosse. How about that?
Great season.
Great season.
Didn't finish off too good, but...
No. And they were, according to Nick Truen, quote-unquote, tired. On Saturday morning.
I told you.
I'm not going to, we're going to go with tired as the word. it didn't look like they being there, I got there like an hour early up in Blaine. We did our first ever horn live stream. We got to figure out a name for this. Live game of the week or something. I don't know. Some gimmicky name that they always use on TV and radio. But, you know, they didn't look really ready in a way. I don't know.
When they were warming up, there wasn't really no intensity.
There was no, and there was really no atmosphere in that place either. Because you know, they ended
it was the football practice field they used to play on.
Yeah, and so the football practice field sets us up in the corner about 20 feet away from the actual field.
Can't see the scoreboard.
Can't see the numbers on the jersey, so doing play-by-play was a whole lot of fun. But enough about our trials. Also, my laptop cable got ripped out and broken by the wind, so that's always fun.
It was windy, eh?
Yeah. But it was a lot of fun, in a way. In a way. Because it's something we never did before. And we'll continue to do. Mm-hmm. Thursday.
Thursday.
Listen, Thursday, May, what is it?
24th.
24th?
Yep.
We'll be there. Whoever they play. I think they decide tonight.
Yep. I think it's tonight.
And
between Centennial and Moundsview?
Well, luckily, how convenient was this? I got the bracket from what we use. I can't believe we actually kept those papers. So they'll play Centennial or Moundsview. And that game's tonight at 7:30 at Centennial. So you're probably not listening to this, you know, on Tuesday. Maybe you're listening Wednesday or Thursday. But, yeah, Thursday the 24th at 7 o'clock, I'm assuming at White Bear because they're the top seed.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be there.
They keep winning. They'll be at home until the final.
Well, at the final. They're number one seed.
Yeah.
Which is interesting that they got number one seed over Montemiti after they beat, or Montemiti beat the Bears 7-6.
And Blaine is the three seed.
Yeah.
And we lost to both of them.
So, not a good finish. And I'm sure the Seeders were like, really?
Yeah, why'd the seeding come out before the season was over?
I don't know. Kind of puts a whole new meaning to season's over. Because it's not.
Mm-mm.
It's not over. Now the regular season's over. We'll see how they do in the playoffs. I hope they do good. If they don't do good this year.
Next year.
Next year, they should do great. And if they don't do great next year, then that was just a waste. But I don't know about you. I can wait till next year. I can't believe.
I can.
Holy crap. Senior year's almost upon us. Ugh. It's crazy. So Seth King, Nick Truen, Ted Rammert, Jared Bartz, Doug Potasik, hopefully Ned.
Great goalie.
Great goalie. Didn't have a great day that Saturday. Because he was probably tired. But I don't know. They're a team to definitely keep an eye on this year. And hopefully do something. Anything on the Twitterverse, Chad?
Not really.
You gonna change your username yet?
No.
Sticking with MN Sports 24. Can you at least capitalize the N?
No.
Oh.
I can't.
Oh.
All right.
What else is there? Bears baseball?
Have no idea what's going on there.
You know, baseball is like the only one of the only high school sports that's free.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Hill Murray in North St. Paul, I watched a game last week there, announced it. And high school baseball in Minnesota is getting up there.
Mm-hmm.
Pitching's getting really well. Hitting's getting really well. Fielding is awesome. In fact, I would say they're really comparable to the St. Paul Saints, which I mean, I'm not saying much, but yeah, I mean, this is a high school baseball. You know, you never know. And White Bear Lake could do some damage. Wagner's a solid coach.
Mm-hmm.
And so we wish them well in the playoffs. Playoffs. So, yeah, and what else?
The only thing going on the Twitterverse right now is the USHL entry draft.
Oh. Is that right now?
Yeah. First Minnesota player taken at third overall, Edina's Connor Hurley by Muskegon.
Mm. He's okay.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Yeah.
He likes to switch schools, though, so.
Mm. Yeah, but who doesn't? I mean, really. It's just fun.
Yeah.
You know? Why not? What else should we talk about? By the way, the show presented by Sennheiser. And Salad Cat.
Get your Salad Cat shirt on right now.
I was thinking about making this like a work uniform.
Oh.
And just putting like the horn on the back and maybe like Halverson. Or doing like what Buffalo Wild Wings does with their
football jersey kind of things.
With their names on the back.
Yeah.
Taped on there because, you know, when they get fired.
They just rip them off right in front of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd probably fire it. Well, never mind. I'm not going to go there. But, yeah. Speaking of jobs, I could probably never run an ice cream shop.
Why?
Because I would get probably... I would get charged with discrimination.
What kind of discrimination?
Sex discrimination.
Oh, God.
I could not ever in good conscience hire a female to run a Dairy Queen or other ice cream place? Because you see, Chad, when you hire a female, when a female makes up an ice cream, what they do is they don't put enough of anything in there, and then they don't mix it up well enough.
Oh, Cup and Cone's notorious for that.
Oh, yeah, this is what I'm talking about. It's just brutal. Like, you know, all females aren't like this. I did have one good one from a female. But there are times when I'm like, you know, you get up there, and you have, like, they have two windows at this at Cup and Cone. I was going to say at this Cup and Cone. Not the Cup and Cone in New Prague. I wonder why. No. But, yeah, I see two windows. There's one male on this one, one female, and the female one opens up, and I will let somebody go by because they're not consistent. They're not good. Guys are usually consistent. They put enough Oreo. They put enough whatever is in there, and you actually kind of can suck it through a straw. I mean, geez Louise. They're not malts if you can't suck it through a straw.
Which you never can at Cup and Cone.
You never can. I don't get it why they even give you a straw. There's no way. Actually, mine was really good the other day. I will say, Cup and Cone was really good last year. And, you know, they've actually done pretty well. And, you know, I don't really have an easy one. Normally I go with mint cookie dough. But and speaking of ice cream, we're just going all over the place. I am not going to have a lot of it.
Mm-mm.
This summer, I am doing and starting right now. I'm partnering with one of my, or not partnering. I'm going along with one of my favorite YouTubers. I'm not a big YouTube guy. Like, I don't subscribe to anybody. I just find the videos when I want to. But Philip DeFranco. He's very vulgar, but he's awesome. He's not vulgar as in he swears a lot, but he doesn't like. You know, he's not talking about bad stuff, icky stuff. But he does this thing called Project Lose an Olsen Twin.
Ooh.
So you basically estimate what an Olsen Twin weighs, which is about 30 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And then you try to lose that much. So I'm going for 199.
Ooh.
If I can beat 200, that'd be awesome. I haven't been under 200 in 30 years. Okay. Thanks a lot, ma'am. Good luck. Actually, Weight Watchers is working. I lost 2 pounds.
Ooh.
I'm not doing Weight Watchers.
Good.
I was thinking about it, though. I mean, Charles Barkley.
Right? Oh, yeah.
Ugh. What a crazy commercial that is. That's the one when he's in the dress. Ugh. Are you kidding me? You know, you're trying to advertise to the guys with this thing, and you do that. I don't get it. But, yeah, hopefully it works. Hopefully it works. Hopefully by going public with it, it works. I don't know. I want to be good for hockey season next year, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Know what I'm saying?
Know what I'm saying?
What is that? What's that called? What's that from?
Trailer Park Boys.
Okay.
J-Rock, baby.
I wanted to say Super Troopers because it was on the other day, but it was on Comedy Central the other
day.
Yeah,
I saw that. So stupid on Comedy Central.
Yeah, I know. It's hard to, you know, that's why they'll probably never put Trailer Park Boys ever anywhere on regular television, because...
It isn't Canada.
It isn't Canada, no.
But Canada doesn't care about anything, so...
Well, they care about everything. That's their issue. They're so freaking politically correct with everything, it's not even funny. Brutal.
Nick Bowler.
Yeah, we're not going to mention names, Taylor Tech. Isn't it funny how, like, I mean, you go to, like, Germany. Oh, I'm from Finland. You go to America. You go to Minnesota. I'm from Canada, you know.
Who let you down here?
Seriously. Where is your green card? that's not nice. Yeah, you know, I like it, though. I mean, Bauer does give an interesting perspective, even though he's a Canucks fan, but...
Yeah, we don't need to mention that.
Yeah.
Kind of try to forget about that.
Nick.
But then he wears a Winnipeg Jets shirt yesterday.
Yeah, that was weird.
A Vander Kane shirt.
Vander Kane's a pretty good player.
Yeah.
Speaking of awful players.
Marek Zidlicki.
So I was told today by a guy by the name of Dylan that Zidlicki's a good player.
Okay, like, are you kidding? Dylan.
Dylan Bernard.
What's up, you sip?
Whatever. You know what? Is it Lidsky?
He's San Jose fan. What does he know?
I suppose. What? How could he? I mean, I could see why he'd want to be a Sharks fan, but. Ugh. Is it Lidsky fan? Really?
How?
Every time that puck goes to his stick, he misses it and
you
goes
you see him on that power play where he just passed it right to the Rangers
guy?
Yeah,
what the heck was that? And he does it on a daily basis. I mean, oh, it is brutal to watch. And Ryan Carter's better than him.
Yeah.
I would say. I'm more comfortable watching Ryan Carter with the puck than I'll ever be with Zdlicky. That was probably one of the best trades we ever did. And I love how we make that trade. If the Devils go, was it the Devils? If the Devils go to the final, we get that. We got that extra draft pick or whatever.
I think we might have even already got it, haven't we?
Yeah, I think it was.
It was the conference finals.
Conference finals, and they make it. So, awesome trade. Now let's actually do something in Minnesota for once.
How about we get another Devil over here next year?
Maybe. I mean, I like guys by the name of Zach. So, but I'm a little biased.
He's kind of good.
He's okay. What was the? Do you know what the controversy was? That what's his name? Was it who was it that was alluding to it? Some controversy.
His dad.
Yeah.
Something about going to the Rangers or something.
Yeah, I can't remember.
But then he stepped back on his comments. Like they always do.
Oh man, I don't know. We'll love to see him here.
Mm-hmm.
Love to see him.
Like everybody would.
Jamie Ogden said, "Oh." You know, because he said on Facebook or something about the playoffs, and I said, go Devils. You know, I'd love to see Carter bring about 35 pounds of hardware back home with him. And you know what Jamie says?
What?
Tell him to bring Prezi home, too, and put him in a wild sweater.
Ooh.
That's clever. Gotta love Ogden.
Great guy.
Everybody in White Bear knows that guy.
Yeah. I went to one of his baseball camps back in the day.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Yeah. He seems to know his baseball.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. He's been there.
Yeah.
Done that. Now he's in the real estate and Hit Zone.
Yep.
That thing's cool. Hit Zone Sports dot something. I'm not even getting paid for this. I want to get paid, Jamie. Where's my money? I'm just kidding. Speaking of sponsorships, if you'd like to sponsor the Horn, if you have a small business or something in the White Bear Lake area, you know, you don't have to contact me yet. If you'd like to just say, hey, I'm interested, let me know. We're finishing up finalizing these sponsorship deals for next year because we're going to do hopefully every football game,
mm-hmm.
some hockey.
Mm-hmm.
Can't commit to all hockey because I play hockey.
You do?
I do. Junior goal day.
Yeah.
Go out there.
Well, if you're on varsity next year. Huh?
Yeah, right. Then again, I said that last year. I was like, my mom was like, so, you know, because I was talking to her about being on junior goal B this past year, last year, and she's just like, oh, what if you make A? Mom, that's not going to happen. I'm not that. Oh, really? And she's like, I told you so. And I'm like, really? You're gonna say that to me? I just made A. I'm all happy. And you're going to make me feel bad again? Oh, that was crazy, though. It was like, I had an awesome tryout. I mean, nothing like going chasing a, you know, because it was basically, there's one play, I think, that really sealed it. Guy I know, I'm not going to say his name, I don't want to embarrass him. He's skating after a puck. I was in my own blue line. The puck was starting to go towards the corner. I just blitz after this guy. He's a defenseman. He's going after the puck nonchalantly. I take it from his stick, move in, bar down, goal. Okay? Same rink a few months later. Going down, 4-on-3, overtime.
Ooh.
I'm on the 3 team. They're on the 4. The other team's the 4 team, right? I take the puck down. I make a move, I go bar down in overtime to win the game.
Wow.
Coincidence? No. There was none. I made the team and I made the goal. I'm an amazing hockey player and you know it.
Mm-hmm.
We gotta get Mr. Luby on here.
Gotta.
I'm just picturing what he would say right now. The way he treats the football players is just disgusting. In class, he thinks Nick Truen is all that.
Well, he is.
Yeah, I know. Truen can walk into class 10 minutes late, and it doesn't matter because, you know, he's Nick Truen. You know, he plays sports at White Bear. He does whatever he wants. Ugh. We gotta do some segments. Like, we got to find some sort of way, like a segment that we do every week where we can, you know, I don't know. Should we do some War of the Roses?
I don't know. Seth would like that.
Oh.
He listens to them all the time on KDWU.
Oh, that's true. You know what? I'm not even going to say what they are. I'm not even going to say what they are, but they're not...
Don't want to ruin the
Yeah, story. Don't want to ruin the story.
Story.
Story. I found this website. It was instantrimshot.com, and it is fantastic. And the internet is not working. I'm trying to figure if I can... There we go. Does this work? Yep.
Kinda.
There we go. I love it. Love this thing. This is awesome. Let's think of some jokes. You got a joke at the top of your head?
Women's rights.
Okay. That's not funny. Oh, man. What are some jokes?
What kind of jokes?
Non-dirty ones.
I don't know.
All I know is dirty. Here we go. Yeah. I found this website, and I love it.
I want to hear a joke.
What?
Como Park Hockey.
Okay. That goes out to your mom, because she went to Como. That's why you can say that.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you can say that. I can't say it. That's mean. Oh, man. I like your Frozen Forest shirt that you got on right now. 2011 variety.
Yeah.
Down in the St. Paul area. Hey, I'm kind of offended by that logo you have right there.
Oh, I should have covered it up.
You really should have covered that Fighting Sioux logo up.
Whoa.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. We need a censor button, too. A little beep. I don't know. I'm kind of...
Where's the soundboard?
I don't know. Where is the soundboard? $50.
Jeez.
So, hoping to get a few sponsors to pay that, and then the billions of dollars that our operating costs are going to be. Because, you know, I got to buy the studio. I got to buy the
office, right. Skyscraper.
Yeah, we're going
to
build
We're going to the Wells Fargo Center.
We're building our own now, downtown White Bear.
Oh.
Right across the street from Ursula's Wine and Bar.
Oh, you can take out that ice
right next
cream
to that,
place.
Yeah, right next to that caribou.
Oh.
Yeah. There's some, like, shack there. I don't know what's being used, but, yeah, we're going 45, 50 stories.
Should be good.
Yeah. Have you seen that Best Buy World headquarters?
Yeah.
Down in Richfield?
Yeah, we drove by it on the way to Braemar.
We did. I remember that. Obnoxious. You need that much space? I saw Target headquarters up in Champlin.
Yeah, that's huge.
That place is huge, but not as big as Best Buy, was it?
Uh-uh.
So, I don't know what Best Buy is doing.
Took Jerry Lundegaard's dealership.
Yep. Fun fact of the day. Here we go. We got to get that. We got to give like fun fact of the day on the horn. What is it? Oh, my dad used to work in the dealership that was Jerry Lindegaard's.
Yeah.
And my dad didn't get fired from the dealership. The dealership got fired from the landowner. Because the landowner was like, we're going to go with Best Buy.
Wow.
So Best Buy came in, bulldozed the place. So Lundegaard would have lost his job anyway.
If he went to jail.
Mm-hmm. He lost his... What happened to Scotty?
I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah, I hope Scotty's okay.
Everyone's just gone.
Because his grandpa died.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
If you've never seen the movie Fargo, don't listen.
Oh, man. But his grandpa, we talked about that. His family died. Gotta love it, though. They have a scene where he's watching Gopher hockey, and Paul Ranheim decides to score a goal for his Badgers. You know, and I've worked with Paul Ranheim. He's a nice guy.
Is he?
I think I connected with him on LinkedIn. You should get a LinkedIn, Chad.
Why?
I don't know. Just filling it out. It's great, though, for your resume. I don't know. I'm like the only one, like, you know those games called logo quiz or something?
Yeah, got on the iPad upstairs.
Nice. There's one, the LinkedIn logo, I've had to fill in for everybody. Nobody knows what LinkedIn is.
Mm-mm.
I know what it is. You don't. Nobody does. It's awesome. Well, connected with, I was looking through the suggested friends, and it's like, or suggested contacts, and like, they're like guys like freaking, I don't know, it's like everybody but Gary Bettman on the NHL, like general manager and stuff. It's crazy. Kevin Faulness came up on mine.
Ooh.
I didn't connect with him, though. I don't know.
Mm-mm.
I mean, he retweeted me a few times, but we're big Kevin Faulness fans. Nobody knows who Kevin Faulness is. Nobody listening to this is going to... They're going to look him up, and they're like, really? I spent 10 seconds on
Matt
Google.
Matt Todd will know who he is.
Matt Todd.
Because he'll listen.
Matt Todd knows where everybody is. We got to get him on the show.
Yeah, we do. Maybe for next hockey season.
Yeah.
A little season preview.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait till we figure out what we do with this stuff. We got so much potential here. By the way, in case you don't know, Sennheiser, because we said we're going to talk about this next show. Mm-hmm. We never had a next show till now. Sennheiser actually donated, donated $2,000 of equipment to us. So what you're listening to right now are using the headsets. I'll probably go back to regular radio microphones next week. But what you're listening to right now is what they are, and they're awesome because, you know, we couldn't do this without Sennheiser.
Mm-mm.
These headsets are $700 a piece.
Yeah, they are.
So
they're pretty lush.
They're really lush. We need a soundboard. I can just put... when you leave the show because of personal reasons...
Mm-hmm. Okay, do we?
Oh, here we go. Here it is. There it is. There it is. I knew we were going to use it sometime. Pulling out the duvet. Oh, man. That's crazy. By the way, if you got comment, question, whatever, 612-424-2589 is the Sennheiser hotline. So you can give us a call. And leave your comment, you know, on the voicemail. We might play it. We might react to it, you know?
Maybe. Depends on who you are.
Depends. I mean, if you're 60 years old and you're just listening to a couple kids for...
Okay, Superfan George.
Okay, here we go. No, we're not going to do that. I like Superfan George.
Great guy.
Nice guy. Nice guy.
Yeah, he is.
He's got a... Bit. He's got a few screws loose, but...
he's a dedicated fan.
He's a dedicated fan. And, you know, I got stories that I could share that I have kind of hidden up that I haven't really shared with anybody that I'm not going to. But, you know what? I just think if we look at George as just the kind of guy that shows up at games and goes for the entertainment, that's all we can
and
do.
And he always walks there.
He always walks there. Yeah, as a boxer. Nobody knows. Nobody's gonna know who Superfan George is,
unless they're a White Bear person.
Right. If they're a White Bear fan, you know. You know who a lot of people are if you're a White Bear fan, because White Bear is a close knit community.
Yep.
And Hugo is a close knit farm.
Oh.
Hey, Lou.
Really?
We're in Hugo right now.
Yeah, we are.
Gotta be careful what I say.
We got these new houses, and right across the street,
you know what's so
we got farmland, pretty much.
Yeah, you know what's stupid, though, about Hugo? You get a water tower with Lionel Lakes in it.
Well, that's Lionel Lakes.
Is that really that close?
Yeah, the sign, the Hugo sign's right here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. See that sign right there?
Yeah.
That's the Hugo sign.
So you were literally, we're a hop, skip, and jump away from Lionel Lakes.
Mm-hmm.
We should take the show on the road. We can't. No, we're not going to do that. We're not.
No.
Not going to do that. We need. Oh, man, I can't wait till I get the soundboard. How does he do it? How does he do it? What else? What other announcements do we need to make? If you want to join the horn, give us a little, fill out that form on that's available. Hornwbl.com is the new URL. That stands for Uniform Resource Locator.
Ooh, fun fact of the day.
Hey, fun fact of the day. I can't wait till we get there. Oh, man. We got so much potential with this show. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be amazing. It is amazing. No, it's not amazing yet. It's not amazing yet. Oh, man, when we get guests.
Athlete of the week.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Athlete of the week. We'll talk to athlete of the month. Talk to Truin. We'll talk to all those guys. Speaking of that, shout out to K-Twin Radio for following me on Twitter.
Ooh.
Thanks a lot for that follow. I needed that. Is it true, do you think, that Twitter people on Twitter are narcissists? Because I don't know. I think it's people who are like, here, Can you retweet me? Can you follow me? Oh my word.
Shut up.
Almost as annoying as the people who like things that say, like this if you think it's cute.
Oh my
like,
god.
Like, I get a picture of a couple and they're kissing. Like, if you think it's cute.
You know who always likes them? Dale's friends, even though no one knows Dale. But if you know Dale, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So.
Oh my word. Just brutal. Like, oh, like if you think this puppy is adorable. Like.
If you like it, it's going to cure cancer.
Oh, yeah, I love the ones too. And please, this is just, these drive me insane. Attention, everybody. So-and-so has cancer and cannot afford the medical bills. And Facebook has partnered with other companies and they will donate 50 cents for every time this is posted.
That's not happening.
So stupid. Why would they do that in the first place? I don't get it. Oh, we need a cop button.
Yeah.
Give Pierre Maguire a call. What's he doing? What's he up to?
Give him a call.
I don't have his number.
Oh, thought you did.
It was in my old phone.
Oh.
I pocket dialed some people today.
Did you?
I did. I'm glad none of them had anything to do with the Minnesota State High School League. Was
that's good.
Called some kid that I knew, Caden Kelger. But he's in Ohio.
Oh.
You don't know him. Should we call Alex Santee and wish him good luck?
You should.
Let's do it. I'm going to do it right now. Here, let's get him on the horn. Here.
He wants to be part of the horn.
He does?
Yeah.
Alrighty, here we go.
Make sure he doesn't swear.
Yeah, I'll tell him right away. Or I could go to his voicemail. Wish him luck in the voicemail, too.
Oh, they're rehearsing and stuff, so who knows if he'll answer.
Yeah, it's true. By the way, Alex Santee is going to be part of the horn somehow, some way. We're going to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows Alex Santee.
Got it.
Hi, this is Steve Santee with Zet Manufacturing. Sorry, Mr. Call. Please leave a message, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thanks, have a great day.
Is that him?
At the tone, please like record dad, your message. When throat. You've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hello, I was hoping to talk to Alex Santee. I think this is his number. I don't know if it is or not. If it isn't, pass this information along to him. If you know him. I heard the last name was Santee,
mm-hmm.
and it came from Facebook. That's yeah. Chad Olson, by the way. You can't hear him. Alex, good luck tonight. Unplugged, I'll be there. Chad Olson will be there. Good luck. Bye. Bye. There it is.
Yeah.
There he is. Alex Santee on the Chalvey Show.
Yeah.
By the way, we're on Stitcher. We got to find this. I got to read this. Kind of a formality thing. I got things right now that I'm going to read, and it's weird. You're going to read this, or you're going to die, or something. I don't know how it works.
Is that what they said?
No.
Oh.
Where is it? Stitcher. Do I have internet? I have internet.
That's good.
I'll find it. What else you got? You got anything? Baseball? You got baseball now?
Who knows? Section baseball is coming up.
Ooh.
We got to have Nick Tuckner on and talk
Nick
about...
Nick Tuckner, not an...
He knows baseball.
KDWA with Nick Tuckner.
He was down in Red Wing broadcasting the game yesterday. He was upset because he wanted to go get a burger and the place was closed.
Oh, yeah. You're not going to charge for admission. They're also not going to bring out the... concession stand for baseball games either, unfortunately. By the way, you can hear the Chalvey Show on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, Kindle Fire, and beyond. On demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in your app store. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. How'd that sound?
Lush.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, download Stitcher, guys, if you don't have it. You can get on your phone, get on your iPod, on your iPhone, on your iPad, on so many devices. It's great. And also, if you want to listen to it on Stitcher, it's awesome. It's awesome.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty lush. Or is it not achieved lush status yet?
Nah, who knows?
Who knows? I don't know. I'm just here for the free food. Ugh. Well, I'm pretty sure we have covered everything. Should we get Burnside a call? No. Welcome him to the horn?
What? Yeah, we could. Give Zach Sideburn 7 a call.
Okay. I don't know if he's probably not going to be able to hear you.
I don't care.
Unless you, like, lean over. He probably can hear you. I don't know. We got a new phone system. It's called the cell phone. It's brand new. It's revolutionary. The cell phone. Actually, I can make phone calls anywhere I want.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
It's unfreaking believable. We're going to get his voicemail again. Nobody's answering their phone today.
No, they're not.
They are not. I'm pissed. I'm not going to leave a message.
You have reached the voicemail box of 612.
Okay. There we go. Got to the beep right away. Hey, Burnside, Zach Halverson calving. We're actually recording a Chalvey show right now. I just thought we'd welcome you into the horn. We're excited to see what you can offer this year. So, Chad, want to say hi?
Hey.
How you doing? So, hopefully you're going to answer, but you know you didn't. That's okay. You're not fired yet, but you definitely don't earn a golden star on the horn scoreboard. Should we get a board like that with all our staff members? All of them?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone. Alrighty, I'm going to drop your call, Zach. So, thanks a lot. Bye. Alrighty. Yep, that beat means it's over.
It's over, Johnny.
It's over. Sick and tired of hearing how great a hockey team the Soviets have. Screw 'em.
Can you say that?
School 'em. School 'em. Hey, Josh, what's his name? A little kid in that YouTube video. Rizzo Sacco or something. Josh Sacco, I think. I don't know. But, he can say it, so I can.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he can't be able to say something. We can say anything we want, technically.
Technically.
Allegedly. But I don't think so. We're not going to do that. We're not. Seriously, your kids can listen to this show. You, all of them. And, you know, a white bear, that's very important. I'm not implying anything there.
Too soon.
Oh, man. Wow. So, we're going to start doing this weekly, I think.
Ooh.
Hold on a second.
Would you quit coughing?
I got to quit it. I am coughing way too much now. I got to get more sleep. I've just been so busy with this stuff. I am really excited for the summer, though, because you see what happens is school lets out.
Mm-hmm.
So then you have more time to do stuff. Now, most kids, that means go out and chill and go out to the beach and stuff. For me, that means do some business, work. But I'll be out there. I'll be out at the beach. We'll record a Chalvey show at the beach. What do you think?
Optimus?
Yeah. Ramsey.
Definitely not. Oh,
hold on. Here we go. What about Ramsey County Beach? Oh, that didn't work.
Oh.
I'm pissed. Why isn't this thing working anymore? Let's try this again. Ready? 3, 2, 1, say Optimus.
Optimus.
Well, I don't know about that, but maybe Ramsey County Beach. There we go. I don't know how to work this. Our rim shot is broken. Should we get, like, some band to come in and just, like, just for...
Live band.
Yeah, but don't use the guitar, bass, or vocal guy. Just for the rim shot. Just for the
call Shinedown.
Yeah, I'll give Shinedown a call. By the way, we got to talk about that for a second. Shinedown is an amazing band. Okay.
Mhm.
They're an amazing band. I don't care what anybody says. Their songs rule. Go out and listen to them. I love them. In other news, I do have songs on here. Yeah. They're really good. You know? They're really good, and I think people should listen to them. When they came out with Sound of Madness, right?
Yep.
Just like, wow, it's just... And you got a girlfriend, or somebody, one-nighter, but, yeah, she was nice.
Yeah.
You guys, I can't explain this well enough. There was this blonde woman who was very good-looking, A little trashy, just a tiny bit. But she was all over Chad. And kind of, like, she's like, who's your friend? He's like, Zach. I'm like, hi, nice to meet you. She's like, who's Zach? It was weird. It was weird, but it was very, very, very welcomed. Is that the word to say when your mom could be listening?
Ooh, Michael Bitzer's just taken the USHL draft.
Hmm. Who's he? I bet Morinville's pretty happy.
Oh.
Should wait till, see what he does next year without... Oh, wait. Oh. I hope he comes back. He's a good coach. He runs good press conferences, that's for sure.
Oh, look at this tweet.
What's this?
At 25th overall, Waterloo drafts Eric Scherhammer from the small Minnesota town of St. Thomas Academy. Hashtag move up.
That's not nice. Yeah, you can't fault the kids for that. A lot of them want to move up. But why don't you move up if you're St. Thomas Academy? Why don't you? Huh? Huh?
Jesus.
I don't care. I don't watch Class A anyway. Well, I do. I watch a little bit.
You kind of have to.
Not the first day.
No.
First day is ridiculous.
I don't think we're skipping school for that again.
No. Next year, though, man, Horn's going to have full coverage if White Bear makes it.
Mm.
If they don't, OT is set. Maybe. Maybe. I don't know. Overtime Sports Network. I know who won't be there.
Who?
My Fox Hockey.
Oh.
That's too bad. Doug Erlein, shout out to him. He was...
Great guy.
Great guy. Nice guy. And I wish him luck in his future ventures with the KMSP, or KMSP, as they say. I like KMSP better. It's like Kemps.
Mm-hmm.
I like ice cream, but I can't have anything because I'm on the diet. Oh, my gosh.
What?
Nothing. This is awful radio, but you know what? The way I look at it, you know, I said this coming in. You really can't get much worse as far as radio goes than the common man.
Oh.
I mean, he's a nice guy, but... I mean, there's things that you do and things that you don't do. You don't eat while you're talking on the radio. You don't chew gum while you're talking on the radio. You don't take pauses while you're talking on the radio. You know? So, at least we're better than him.
Mm-hmm.
If there's anything. We could probably add some organ music to it, you know. That's not organ music. There we go. Charge. So, yeah, I think we're gonna stop it there. Usually when you get to the organ music is when you want to slow down and be like, are we still going here? So, by the way, HTC Evo 3D from Sprint is great. We're not getting paid for that. But I want, you know, if we do start getting paid, you never know.
Yeah.
I don't want to get paid for this. I want to just invest it in the equipment. Go with video. That's in 2 years. When we're at Century. We should, like totally go to Century together, Chad.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Wow. By the way, congrats to Target Field. Again, getting the 2013 Big Ten Baseball Championship.
Ooh.
We'll be there. No, we won't. Do we want to be? Maybe. Oh, wow. So, we're going to wrap it up here. I was thinking about going all 60 minutes. What do you think?
Where are we at?
We're at 59:10.
Ooh.
Let's just make it an hour.
Wow.
I don't think we've ever done this before.
No.
I think Burrow goes 3 hours every day.
How does he do that?
I don't know. You can talk about a lot more stuff than we can. I mean,
talk to Ron Rosenbaum.
Yeah, when are we going to get Louie Nanny on here?
Where in the world is Lou?
Where in the world is Lou Nanny? My word. So we're going to say goodbye. You know. We'll be back. Believe me.
Hopefully.
We'll be back. We'll be back. All right. So we'll take a breather here. Probably a week break or something. We'll be back sometime soon. Thanks a lot. You have been listening to The Shelby Show on the Horn, presented by Sennheiser.